But you have to put your mouth on it.
I darn it, and that's the best part.
All right, that's...
You gotta put your mouth on it. Are you recording? You gotta put your mouth on it.
You're still sounding
weird. I know, it's weird. I don't know what
you
did.
What does it sound like to you?
Here, target.
You've gotta put your mouth on it. Boop, boop. You gotta put your mouth up on that shit real close. You like that? That's all right. Good. I like that.
Okay.
Okay, wait. Back here. Sound good? Back here? Right here. This is good, yeah.
God damn. When are you taking another trip?
Starting out with the nostril laugh.
Did I do that?
No.
Did I do that?
The whole world doesn't revolve around you.
Sure does. Yes. Well, oh, goodness.
The world doesn't revolve because it's flat. It's just flat.
Yeah, it just spins. It's not the same.
Mm-mm.
Big shout out to Digger Not, my man Red Flow. Big roast, you know what I'm saying? And the motherfucking dick lover.
They Gorman. They racist.
After party.
They gay.
Armageddon.
They racist
after
too.
Party.
Racist.
Armageddon.
They so racist.
After party.
They gay though.
Armageddon. After party.
And there's the beefy vagina.
It's like wondering what her butthole looks like. Welcome to Armageddon After Party, a beacon of hope in a dark, dark world. I'm Dick Loverboy here in the bunker once again with the Reverend Florist and Pig Roast.
I was trying not to laugh.
It's stupid.
Thank you for the intro.
Yeah,
I love it. Oh, hey, welcome you guys. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Oh my gosh. It's like somehow you can hear the rain here in the bunker.
Can I say something before we start? Okay.
Yeah.
If you're in the fucking service industry, all right? Yes, if you're in the service industry, you have to wait on fucking people that just treat you like shit. And
right.
You shouldn't be treated like shit. You're offering a service, yes, but fuck you.
Okay. Right, you shouldn't be treated like shit.
Yeah, sorry, I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Right.
So be nice to people. Just be nice to people in the service industry.
I mean, it's usually a good idea because it will make their service better if you're nice to them.
Yes, it will. I'm sorry. I've just been so mad.
Yeah?
About it, yeah.
Oh.
But I'm not going to get into it. I don't want to ruin anything.
Right. No,
stay
we don't.
Positive for this show.
We don't want to get into it.
Because we got John back from his wonderful vacation.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really miss him, but, you know, the show, I guess the show did.
Oh. You barely recognized me with this sweet vacation beard I came back with.
Oh, who are you?
Little did I know I'd be wandering back into close proximity of one of the two maniacs that's on the loose right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
One of those fellas is a pasty, white, chubby dude with a wide nose and a dark beard with two white stripes.
Yeah.
He goes by the nickname of Whiskey.
Oh, Whiskey.
Wow.
You have been known to sip on the ski, if you know what I mean.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days? The ski?
Sipping on the ski.
Yeah, I think I look like that guy, not the one with the eyebrow tattoos.
I mean,
you could maybe
take your glasses off. Hold on.
Yeah, you'd have to have the glasses off from a distance. Yeah, I'd definitely be dialing 911. Oh, this is a fucked up thing that's happened here. These fugitives.
So anyway, if I get shot in the head tonight on a fucking traffic stop, y'all will have a good laugh about that. Hopefully.
Oh, we certainly will. We'll be mad for a minute. But it'll be hilarious.
And we'll be cracking jokes about it.
This shit has hit the Vice news. I mean, this is big time national news. It's been 2 days since an audacious prison escape in rural Georgia left two guards dead and two fugitives on the loose.
Yeah, this is woof.
So
do you think they, man?
Donnie Russell Rowe, aka Whiskey, and 24-year-old maniac Ricky Dubose. But he's the one. He's got just imagine the skeeviest looking white kid that you can think of, and then put a giant neck tattoo across his voice box and a couple of tattoos running above his eyebrows.
Can you tell what it says over his eyebrows?
No, I've seen a picture of him pointing sideways, and he's got this like seven. It looks like a seven-pointed Star of David up under his ear. It's like a what is it, like Ghostface Killah's like white set, not white supremacist gang, I think is what it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
But yeah, I hear he's a nice guy.
Oh yeah, yes, yeah. Deep down inside, pretty swell.
Now this is I just remember the last big kind of prison escape thing was that I could think of was more of a courtroom escape, being the Brian Nichols
thing. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that bizarre.
That
shit
was real bizarre.
So I wonder if this is gonna get crazy, where they're gonna like, take some lady hostage and make her do her meth with you.
Maybe.
And then read from the Purpose Driven Life. Wasn't that part of the deal too?
Oh right, yeah.
Oh yeah, forgot about that.
There was Breakfast, I think, and there was a notable like popular Christian book that was read.
Yeah.
Now, was Brian Nichols one of the? Did he like pull a Jamie Hood and represent himself in?
No, I don't. Court? I don't think so.
I thought there was something weird about his trial.
Can't remember.
I don't think he was defending himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Well, anyway, these guys are as good as dead.
I'm thinking that's probably the most likely thing. If you are wondering, or if you're listening to this in the future, these two guys were on a prison transport bus. It was two guards and 33 prisoners, and somehow these two guys got out of the cage and out of their cuffs and overpowered the guards and then killed them and apparently locked the rest of the prisoners back in the cage and carjacked like a green Honda Civic on that road, like the backstretch of road they were on, and then just fucking took off. And that was, 2 days ago?
Yeah, it's been 2 days as of now, and if there's any leads, the police aren't saying anything.
Yeah. Hey, well, I'm sure there's stuff they're not saying that they're keeping under wraps, but man, I wonder if they're just still close by, because you got to have cash, right? You got to have something to get cash. You got to have a vehicle to transport, and if someone stole another truck, then it doesn't seem like they maybe aren't getting more. Maybe they are getting help.
Right.
That's crazy. I wonder how far they are.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about earlier. Like the whole thing with like the reward. Like everybody's watching it, and they're fascinated by like the idea of like, man, if I find these guys, they get like $130,000. But like, that's not what it is. It's not for strangers. This is like family and friends.
Oh, yeah.
At what price will you sell out your piece of shit brother?
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you for $130,000. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
$130,000. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go ahead and let you know that up front, so you are not surprised.
Well, if it's pretty clear that they killed somebody, then the loyalty definitely gets dissipated. We'll just put it that way.
Do you think they've split up?
I don't know. They broke free, let's see, between Milledgeville.
Is it better for them to split up, or is it better for them to stick together? And you,
it's got to be split up.
You make it a team, right? I guess that at that point you make it a team.
I don't know. I was thinking it was better to let the other 31 prisoners go free and let's cause some mayhem and like really
right
draw the scent. Like, okay, everybody,
make everybody scatter.
We're going in completely different directions. Yeah. No, don't follow us. Don't cluster up like Con Air, you assholes.
Damn.
It's also amazing how much of my prison break knowledge is directly from Con Air.
Right.
God. This is just amazing. I mean,
getting
that done and then having things kind of fall in place for you to get a car, because it's early in the morning, kind of in some of those back roads, right?
Right.
So, I mean, probably not heavily trafficked that early.
I want to know. I can't wait for the TV movie about.
That's what I was thinking today. Is like how, when, like,
like how they got out of the cage, first of all, and got out of their handcuffs.
Do you think he had like the paperclip under the tongue?
Oh.
Like he hit it. and was able to get it out.
Maybe it was up his butt.
Probably up his butt.
I was telling a girl at work today, I was like, yeah, you know what probably happened is one guy, like, he coughed up a set of matches and some lighter fluid, and he apologized to the dude next to him, and then he set him on fire. And then when the guards reacted, the guys pulled the needles out from under their skin and were able to jimmy their cuffs. And she's like, did that really happen? It's like, no, that's the movie Con Air.
Drink. You gotta drink for scenarios.
Oh, nice.
But yes, this has them, let's see, escaping 2 days ago in the morning. So they were spotted in Madison, Georgia around 10:30, broke into a house, stole some clothes and food. About 4 hours later, the pair was seen at a nearby Family Dollar store. That night, they broke into the Martin Marietta Morgan County Quarry, about 9 miles from the Family Dollar, and stole a white Ford F-250, and they have not been seen since. That was, I guess, last night.
God, it sucks for anybody that's driving a Ford 250.
Yeah, there's not very many of those people around here.
No, not at all.
Yeah, Ford is kind of a Georgia staple.
Damn.
You know, fix or repair daily. 150 times. Shit.
But what damn have we here?
Uh-oh. Update?
I wanted to check Facebook because that was one thing about this entire scenario. It's like, I was going to advise anybody out there, don't look at the Facebook comments. You're going to see some fucking scumbaggery.
Well, I mean,
everybody just...
that. Like, worse than us.
No, just bloodlust. People are just man, they're going to get killed. And you can just kind of sense the weird erection that these people have as they're describing this shit.
Yeah, I got a kind of a semi from it.
But yeah, people were like, I mean, one guy's like, hey, man, I think I might want to go hunting myself. It's like, shut the fuck up, you dick.
Yeah.
You fucking asshole, big Mr. Facebook. Like, I'm going to go kill somebody.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll get away with it, too, because
there are no stupid kids. So, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation is confirming that two escaped inmates wanted for killing two correction officers have been captured.
Whoa, no shit. Breaking news on Armageddon After Party.
All right.
They confirmed that there was a sighting in Shelbyville, Tennessee, and they picked him up. Dude did actually shave off his beard, and it looks like he shaved his beard and shaved his hair down. Smart move, but not ditching the guy with
the face tattoo.
They were together still in Shelbyville? Are you fucking serious? They are... golly, the guy guy without the tattoos must like really be hurting.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
But yeah, so they stopped a car.
Maybe they were lovers.
Maybe. Yeah.
Oh, shit, they carjacked another car. A couple was found tied up. So a black Jeep and guns were stolen, so more guns in addition to the guns they had from the cops or from the correction officers. And then the report, police officials stopped a car they believed to be them on Interstate 24 near the Epps Mill Road exit. Escaped inmates left the car, fled on foot in the area before being captured. So, they were taken into custody.
Yeah, there wasn't even a shootout either. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow, yeah, that's very surprising.
Yeah. We all sound like we're bummed out.
No.
Damn, I thought this would be a fucking
it's also because we get to get the story now.
This is true.
Because, I mean, I guess some of the other inmates saw what happened in the bus, but yeah, I mean, RIP.
Do you think they'll have, like, groupies officers in prison? Have like, people that are like, oh my God, you guys are the shit. We watch you guys on TV.
No, they don't let them watch the escapees on TV.
They don't let them watch it?
Absolutely not.
Really? I've seen a lot of them where they have it, like,
They have
TV in their cells and shit.
Yeah, there's plenty of TV. They watch whatever. I
guarantee you they were watching.
They always watch the news because it's like their only, link to the outside world.
Wow, they made it to Tennessee.
I mean, they didn't, when I was in jail.
That's pretty impressive.
I don't know how recent this picture is where he shaved his beard off. That was part of the problem with the DeBose kid, is that the original picture that they put out was like his booking picture when he went into the Department of Corrections before he got all face tatted up.
Right.
He just looked like a white trash kid. Shelbyville, Tennessee. Where were they running to?
Who knows?
Deep into the heart of America?
They just went straight north?
They were going to get into the mountains.
Isn't Shelbyville straight north?
I'm not sure. I think, let's have a look. See what we got here.
They got pretty far away.
I mean, that's
Tennessee.
Pretty good, right? I mean, especially
from Eatonton.
As much coverage that was like put out there.
Right.
Because that's all you were reading, like you would see everywhere for a few days, even on Facebook. Oh. Everybody was
I wonder
watching
if that,
that
person
shit.
That got him caught got the 130,000.
Ooh.
Shelbyville is just, let's see, south by southeast of Nashville. So, yeah,
that's a pretty good run. That's a pretty good run.
You run up through Chattanooga and kind of hang a left.
Because what, from here to Nashville is like 6-7 hours or something like that?
Pretty good haul.
Yeah.
I mean,
they moved, man.
Put a big hat over his tattooed up face and, or maybe laid down in the back.
You just limit yourself so much when you get your face all tatted up.
Yeah.
Like job opportunities and avoiding capture.
Yeah, I want to know the story now.
Could you imagine?
I hope we get
what,
the story.
What those like 36 hours were like for those guys? You went to jail originally for like aggravated assault. I think you're there for life, and one was like 20 years, right?
Oh, yeah, okay. The one that favored me was serving life without parole for multiple armed robberies. And DeBose, the little white trash kid, was 20 years for armed robbery and ag assault. And they were cellmates, so apparently they planned this shit out. But still, why would you? I don't know why you would kill the officers. I mean, I guess that maybe they had to. I don't know. Yeah. But like, to toss murder on top of all this stuff.
I mean, what are you gonna do? You gonna tie them up?
If you've got their guns, get them back in the cage with the other inmates.
Damn, that's some planning though.
Yeah, I guess you gotta rip off their all their shit.
They did pull some con air shit.
Like I don't know. It's like. Yeah, it's way faster if you just shoot them, I guess, instead of like getting them in the cage and trying to rip off all of their communication devices.
Well, then you send a message too. I guess I don't know. Would any other prisoner try to stop it?
I think I saw in one story where granted, a bunch of misinformation has gone out because people are just so quickly trying to report this stuff. But I think one officer said the other prisoners just didn't try. They just sat still and behaved themselves.
Well, maybe that's why they shot them in front of the other one, so they wouldn't. They knew they were...
I would sit still and behave myself.
You know?
Yeah, you kidding me?
That'd be fucked up, though, right?
Yeah, it would be fucked up. I
don't ever want to go to prison.
No.
Mm-mm.
You don't.
I couldn't do it. I'd be too pretty, first of all. I'd be real pretty.
You'd start walking bow-legged.
Oh, my God. Ugh. Fuck.
Hey, we've got some updates. Not on the story. As it turns out, they killed the shit out of both of them in Florida. No, yeah, that would be great if I just made up the entire capture thing.
I would be pissed at you, actually.
I would be real pissed.
Just pulled Shelbyville, Tennessee out of my ass.
Let's see where it is.
No, I was going to say updates in case you've listened to previous podcasts. I did confirm that Tim Conway is, in fact, still alive. The guy that plays Dorf.
Right, right.
Gotcha. Nice.
From the, as you may remember him from the Dorf House.
Right, right.
Also, Work It came on the radio as we were on our road trip at one point in time. And no shit, at the end of the weird backwards, Missy Elliott goes, come on. Rhett was not full of shit on that one. She actually said, come on, at the end.
Really?
I thought he was just making the shit up.
Well, thanks for having so much faith in me. I'm not always wrong.
Oh.
And I would be more right than usual about some stupid shit like that. Well, thank you for clarifying it, though. Because, man, what a week. What a week it's been in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We had Jeff Sessions giving his testimony to the Security Council. What's that?
You mean Congress? The Senate?
No, it was the Senate Intelligence Committee. Is who he did it as. That's who it was. That's who he gave his statement to.
He just completely went to bat for Trump, I think, is what he did. Like,
yeah, he did. Of course.
He's a company man.
That's right.
Company man.
You're not going to shake old Sessy.
Very loyal.
But like you were saying.
Very loyal.
Like you were saying, they are, I think, now admitting to some sort of form of investigation of Trump under, for the FBI.
Yeah, I think
obstruction. I think it is.
Something came down from, I don't know if it was a leak or what the deal was, but something came down from is Mueller, the guy, the special counsel that's investigating.
Mm-hmm.
They are investigating for actual obstruction of justice at this point. So,
and is that in when he does that have to do with him of firing of Comey?
Probably that's mostly part of it, and then just the whole thing leading up to it, where like he was just asking for loyalty and can you be loyal and all the stuff.
Wow.
And I mean, Trump shooting himself in the foot, like the White House coming up with a very good story of why they fired him, which is like, oh yeah, they did it on the recommendation of the assistant attorney general, like the acting guy, and then Trump just coming out being like, no, I was gonna fire him from the beginning. Just telling Lester Holt that. Right. Like so many things, like Trump's like so many things that he could actually make happen if he just hadn't talked about them first, like the Muslim ban. That's one of the huge things that they're using against him as far as the appeals and the
right
appeals court blocking it is shit that he actually said like on the campaign trail.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, the Comey testimony last week we didn't really get to cover since we had a week off.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Somebody had to go on a road trip.
Fucking road trip.
But, you know.
So, what could be the outcome of this? I mean, if anything is found to be...
I think what I heard on the radio today was, is if the FBI cannot prosecute the president, all they can do is present evidence to Congress and they have to decide if they want to try to impeach him, which is essentially bringing charges against him.
Okay.
Yeah, they present it to the House and the House decides if they want to vote to proceed with the impeachment. And if they want to proceed with the impeachment, it goes to the Senate and then they have to vote about whether he did it and whether he can be or should be removed from office if he did what they say he did. So.
Right.
Okay.
And they were saying that it's just probably not going
to
happen.
No, like, I mean, that's going to be tough to...
Even if the Democrats were to somehow take the House, they're like, they're not going to take the Senate. So it's just...
Right.
We're stuck with him. Unless he just resigns.
Finally, yeah, I mean, fed up. It's just, I'm tired of doing this.
But, I mean, this man who, like, if it's to be believed the way it happened, this man who, like, sat at the White House... was the press, what do you call that, the press meeting or whatever, the
briefing?
No, not the briefing, the thing where the president and the press normally get together and it's a real jovial night, and Stephen Colbert hosted that one time.
Oh yeah, the correspondence dinner.
Sorry, I'm blanking on that, but if it's to be, the story is to be believed, like he sat there and like Trump was fucking with him, the press, they were all making fun of him, Trump's in the middle of the room just eating shit all night. And, like, Obama stood up and he's like, and there's the punchline of one of his jokes is like, there's one thing they'll never call you, and that's Mr. President. And they were like, at that point in time, Donald Trump was like, fuck that guy. I'm going to take the keys to the White House out of his hand in 2 years or 3 years, whatever it was, and just set his mind to it and then somehow pulled that shit off. I don't think he's quitting. That's what I'm getting to. That fucker's going to stay in, maybe burn the place down on the way out. I'm not sure. And tenacious bastard.
Yeah.
That is a lot of pressure. Like, at what point in time are you like, fuck it, I'm out. No, I'm just sticking with it.
That's what I want to know right now. Like, how this is affecting him. Like, how is he handling this?
Well, I mean, a normal president, like, just...
Like, behind the scenes, though. Like, how is he...
Watch them age. Like, watch them when they go in and when they come out.
Fucking wears them down.
Look at... one cool thing you can look at is their signatures over the time that they're president. Like... People will go in with like a really pretty distinct signature with every letter clearly, and then once they come out, it's just like an X and a squiggly line. Like, they just the toll on them is so bad. I mean, we hadn't heard shit from W. Bush. Like, he's painting, he's just relaxing. Like, I ain't talking to nobody.
Yeah.
So
he seems like he's living it up.
And this guy's gone through like more just insane shit. And what are we at, like day 130 or something?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it seems pretty insane. No doubt.
What if he just, I mean, he might just keel over dead.
He's 70, is that right?
72, I think.
Really?
72.
And not in very good shape and doesn't really take care of himself, doesn't exercise, doesn't drink or smoke, apparently.
Yeah, that's probably huge. Let's be honest.
Huge.
Yeah. Huge. It's huge. And it really explains a lot, too. Get it together. Come on.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, God, that is a lot of fucking pressure, man. That's so much pressure. Meeting with so many people, just fucking go, 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 right? Information just coming at you all the time.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then shit happening that you don't even know about, you know.
Of course.
Fuck.
Most things, even though you are the president.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, God. A story just came out. Special Counsel Robert Mueller is investigating the finances and business dealings of Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and advisor, as part of the investigation into Russia's interference.
Really?
I don't know where this information is coming from, like if it's just leaking out constantly. Which that was one thing that they went after Comey for. Like, he admitted that he told the people that he knew, like his friends that were back in the... He's like, leak those memos now.
Right.
And get those out there. So, I mean, yeah, this is pretty interesting back and forth, all the shit that's going on.
No, for sure, but it's got to cover his ass.
And how long of a process will this be? Do they have a timeline on how long an investigation will go, or is it just kind of...
It'll go as long as there's stuff to investigate.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, like, I mean, the stuff that I know about FBI investigations, yeah, they just do it until they
find something out,
and they can safely say that we haven't found anything, and then they just present whatever they have to whoever it needs to go to, and those people make a decision on what to do with it from there.
God, you imagine FBI come knocking at your door, need to look for a few things in your house, or either look at your records and shit. Right. God, the stress.
Your fucking Google history.
I couldn't handle that kind of shit.
Dear God.
Okay, I'm going to jail.
Well, I heard somebody talking the other day.
Crocodile porn is not legal, though, right?
I heard somebody talking the other day. Someone who has experience, like, getting warrants to get information from Facebook, but they were saying, like, on your phone, you scroll on Facebook, and you're scrolling, and you're scrolling, and if you stop, and you scroll back, Facebook, like, basically, that data goes into a list or something, and so they, I mean, pay attention to what you look at on Facebook and then what pops up in the next couple of days. Like, I've gotten fascinated with, like, woodworking videos and, like, watching somebody turn, like, a wooden cup on a lathe. It's amazing to me. I watch it sometimes when I'm pooping, and now that's all the shit pops up constantly. That, and, like, the other day I went down a hole of, have you seen these people on these giant slingshot things?
No.
It's just a camera mounted on a seat, and there's usually two people in the seat.
Yes.
The ones that kill me are the ones where, like, there's one where a guy just, I swear to God, he passes out, like, 12 times.
Yes, he's like,
Pops back up, and he's acting like he's having a good time, and he's like,
But they'll be, like, screaming at the top of their lungs, and all of a sudden they're just, and then they come back, too.
But this guy was saying, he's like, yeah, Facebook, I mean, they keep track of that shit. Every little thing. Like, if you pause on something, it gets logged away somewhere. They're keeping track of the metadata of who's stopping on what. But also, like, individual, like, it's attached to your user number. They know what you're stopping on, and somebody that needs to see it and can get a warrant can look at everything you've looked at on Facebook. So it only follows that Google would be able to do the same thing. I don't know if they're easier to get warrants from.
Right.
Facebook is, but who knows?
Well, I'm probably on some watch list.
Oh, my God.
There's probably a really big watch list then.
just fingers crossed that it's just too much. Like, there's just too much out there. So they can't police the entire internet, can they?
Right. I mean, I don't mean shit. I mean, mine's harmless. I mean, I'm not hurting anybody. I'm just looking.
I like that. I'm just looking, man.
I'm just looking, man.
What's wrong with having a little look-see?
Yeah.
I mean, it's already happening.
It's just on the internet.
Yeah. Somebody already took the picture.
I mean, I just strolled up on it, man. I don't know.
Somebody already shit on that guy's chest. I mean, it's not like I'm causing anybody else to get their chest shitted upon. Might as well enjoy it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oof. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, so yeah, I feel much better about my odds of being shot in the face at a roadblock tonight now that whiskey has been captured.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Yeah. So, you think your odds have gone down?
I think so. I'm also imagining what like skeevy piece of shit white dude is like looking just like Ricky DeBose. Like, man, they gonna get me if I get DeBose. Shot in the goddamn face. There's got to be one kid somewhere with a gigantic neck tattoo and fucking an extra set of eyebrows inked in.
There's like their crowns right over his eyes.
Is that what it is? That's exactly what it is. I think he's right.
I couldn't find a crisp enough picture.
I got a crown for both eyes. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Not the best idea, buddy.
Oh my God.
Well, I mean, we got you, you know, fucking 7 hours away.
I hope we get the story. I hope we get a lot of the details of what.
There's gotta be
what happened.
You know, the Oprah remake of it. Gosh, she's gotta bring her show back for this. Oprah, we're begging you. We need you.
You think she'll come out of retirement?
We need you. The world needs you.
Wait, is she retired?
It needs you like it never did.
I have no idea.
She quit her show to start her stupid own network that I think I think it's doing okay. But come on, Oprah.
Does she still have that network?
We need you to, like, guide us on a daily basis, 5 days a week, for 1 hour. We need cars and blenders and scented candles. Just whatever your favorite things are that year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what we need.
So you want to hear about this road trip?
Yes.
So,
I went to the Oprah Winfrey Network. Oh, I got lost on that a little bit.
Is it a thing? The O Network is
own. Yeah.
OWN. Oprah Winfrey Network. Oprah Winfrey Network. Is that a thing?
So anyway,
what
we leave Atlanta on Monday morning, and I decided we weren't going to take the main highways. We're going to get out in the back roads a little bit, so we went up in northeast Georgia or northwest Georgia, and
near
Cloudland, I think.
Is that like near
above Rome?
Lafette?
I don't think it's near Lafette.
Well, Rome's above, or Lafette's above Rome.
It might be near Lafette,
but close to Alabama though.
Oh, definitely close to Alabama.
All right.
So we cross into Alabama, and my loving wife, who did such a fantastic job of coordinating this road trip and making this shit happen and keeping the driving into manageable chunks. Like, we cross into Alabama, and it's like, oh, shit, we need to turn around and get a picture of the Welcome to Alabama sign because she wanted to document some shit. And so as we're looking for a place to turn around, we look up into a yard and end up seeing the thing that we actually need to turn around and see, the thing that truly welcomes us to Alabama, that thing.
Was that scarecrow or doll thing hooked on a?
I think she posted that. It is a human-sized mannequin with a very realistic-looking face, and he's just like duct-taped up to some sort of a old like hay-raking implement that's just in somebody's front yard. There's no context. There's no reason. Like, all we could think of was seriously fucking welcome to Alabama.
Where the players play.
Oh, yeah, it was great. But we weren't there. We were there for a little while and realized that apparently at noon in Alabama, they play the fucking national anthem on the radio.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
On, like, every station?
No, just the one that we were listening to.
What were you listening to?
I can't remember what the actual station was.
What were they playing on the station?
I think we were listening to some country stuff.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Was it just like a marching band version of it, or was it like somebody singing it?
No, it was an instrumental version.
Okay.
Just like the version you would hear, like if you used to stay up really late at night and they'd play it before the TV station went off the air.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah, kids, that used to happen.
TV used to stop.
It wasn't 24/7.
I'm looking back at my notes that I was keeping, and one note that I put on here just for myself is bubble fart up ball sack. At one point in time, I was in the car.
What?
And I farted, and it just did the weird bubble thing where it just goes. Have you ever had that happen? I haven't had it happen since like elementary school when I was sitting in the old wooden desk.
What was it, a fart that tickled your balls?
Yeah. It was like a bubble went from my butthole like up my nacho and just hit the back of my balls. It was quite refreshing, actually.
It was a dookie bubble?
No, it wasn't a
dookie. It came out of your butt, and how the fuck? Was it sweat? Like a sweat bubble?
I think it was because everything was pressed so tightly slightly moist.
So that it was sweat, yeah.
No, I mean, it wasn't sweat because it ran up.
What the fuck was it moist from then?
Well, yeah, it was moist from sweat.
Okay. Yeah, sweaty, moist fart bubble.
So y'all skinny fellas don't have this, never had this issue? Oh, God damn it.
Was it a dookie bubble?
No, Whitney Houston had a dookie bubble, didn't she?
She did.
Yeah.
No, it was Bobby Brown that had it. And Whitney Houston.
Didn't she pop it or something?
Houston, dig it out.
Whitney Houston got it out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was he disgusting and fat at the time?
I don't know. I don't really remember his size. I think he was normal overweight man size.
I think that's the key. I think you got to be a little chubby to get the duty bubble.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
I have no idea what the hell they were talking about in that show, though. I think that she had to, like, basically reach up his butthole and pull some dookie out.
That was a little dingleberry is what that was. That was a doo-doo bubble.
I don't know what kind of doo-doo bubble they were.
That's a little raisinette sitting back there. Oh, my God. I think I may have
Yours sounds like an actual doo-doo bubble.
I think I may have gotten, like, very subtly propositioned in a bathroom at a riverfront park in Florence, Alabama.
Oh.
So we stopped over in Muscle Shoals and spent the night. And we did the two different studio tours that they have over there. I don't know if you ever looked at it. Did y'all see that documentary about Muscle Shoals?
No, but I know what you mean.
It's pretty much the entire reason we went there. There was like there's a studio called Fame Studios where like all this amazing music was made back in the day. Franklin recorded there, Wilson Pickett. I don't know if Skinner actually came to Fame or if they came to the other one. So they record all this music there from back in the day. And then the main guys, they called the Lynyrd Skynyrd mentions them in Sweet Home Alabama, where he says Muscle Shoals has got the Swampers. That's like four background or backing musicians. And one of them is Patterson Hood's dad, David Hood. He's the bass player.
Right.
But so those guys went out on their own like 8 or 9 years later, and so they formed their own studio, and now you can go tour these two studios. One of them, the Fame Studio, is actually still recording. They're still in operation, and still the same guy owns it, this guy named Rick Hall. But yeah, super fucking interesting as far as just the history that's come through that place.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
That was one thing they showed at the Jackson Highway Studio, which is the Muscle Shoals Sound Studios. The guy's just pointing out this grand piano, and he's like, oh, yeah, that's the piano that the guy essentially came up with the opening riff to Freebird on.
Right.
They went to lunch and came back, and this guy's sitting there dicking around, and it's just like, oh, wow, and that's the one you hear on there. he was saying that that's the piano from Kodachrome. And what other song was it? I can't remember. But then we heard Kodachrome like 2 days later, and it's just like, oh, we saw that piano.
Right.
That's history.
That's cool.
But no, that was really cool. There's a Frank Lloyd Wright house in Florence, Alabama. We went and toured that just on a whim.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, super, super dorky.
Just a house that you can go tour? Nobody lives there?
The house is there, and they have a guy that I'm not sure. I don't think he lives there. I think he's just a tour guide, an old black man named Winton, I think.
Okay.
He was hard to understand. Like, you didn't, like, he just talked really fast and, like, really, like, low and mumbly. And, like, it takes you, like, 5 minutes to acclimate your head to this guy's accent and his way of talking. Like, and he would just, and it was very, like, kind of machine gun style. Like, he would tell you something and be like, you understand? You understand? And you're like, not really, but I'm not going to question you because I.
Yes.
But no, he did a great job. Very knowledgeable. But yeah, this house designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, and like I think the furniture was designed by him too. Like it's one of the apparently Frank Lloyd Wright was an insane person, and like he had specifications where it's like you don't get to put any art on the walls of your own home because it would fuck up his lines and his artistic vision of the way the home is supposed to be.
Oh wow,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Pretty interesting stuff. Oh, but yeah, I think I got possibly got propositioned in a bathroom. I had a little. I had a little need to, I went out exploring the morning, the next day after we had got into town in Muscle Shoals. Ended up at this like riverside like park, and there's a place called the Wilson Dam, this big massive ass dam on the Tennessee River. And so I was down there and realized that the biscuit that I had gotten earlier was just barreling through my system. And so I saw that there was a bathroom down here, and it was pretty much deserted, and it was disgusting. It was fucking filled. And apparently nowhere or most of the places that I went in Alabama that had a bathroom did not have soap for some reason. Like, just fuck it, we're not just not gonna have soap here. But I'm in there doing my filthy business, and I hear somebody come in the front door, and I'm just like, just making sure I'm clearing my throat, so because there's no fucking lock on the stall either. And so a guy kind of he comes in and he goes to the urinal, and I can see his feet under the stall, and he just proceeds to stand there for like 3 or 4 minutes. He never peed. I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear any noises come out of his mouth. Like, I was like, this is fucking weird. I'm gonna get out of this fucking place. So.
Were you blowing it up? Please tell me at least dropped a couple. Like,
no, this was after the original explosion. There may have been no. I think everything was pretty much out at that point.
Oh, damn.
So he was after everything.
This was what I call my refractory period. Where, like, I stay there because there's like a 10% chance that something else is going to happen in the next 10 minutes.
Right, right.
But so anyway, I finish up, and dude is still standing there after like 3 or 4 minutes. And I finish up, I flush, I ease out the unlocked door, I go over and realizing there's no soap, and just rinse my hands off, which is just nasty. And I just kind of glance over, and the dude, he's kind of looking at me out the corner of his eye. Never pissed. He never did. I was just like,
what?
I fucking eased on out of there.
You should have just left your dick out while you're washing your hands.
No. But I mean, but no shit. It was
just
it
to
was,
see.
This was early on a Tuesday morning, and there was nobody at this park. It was like there's a boat ramp on one end, a long stretch of road, there's a playground and a picnic area. And then maybe, I don't know, like a quarter mile, half mile. And at the far right side of that, when you get close to the dam, there's a neat little walkway up to like a waterfall and this cool fucking cave. There was nobody within sight. He just showed up by coincidence 2 minutes after I blew up the toilet and then just stood there.
Maybe he just like really enjoys the smell of other people's shit.
Yeah.
And he was like, I can just go and I can sit here and pretend
he
like
wanna
I'm
put,
here.
He wanted to put a face with it. He wanted to put a face with that like, smell. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh my God, what is that?
I'm going to eat this ass later.
After I walked out, there's just a journal in his back pocket. He's just guessing what I've been eating over the course of the first. Oh my God.
I would love to see his list.
Oh, we did stop, and I think.
And yes, it was tacos.
Yeah. No, it was schnitzel.
Oh, nice.
We stopped at this place in Huntsville, Alabama. The wife found it online, just this awesome, like, authentic German restaurant. And so I had schnitzel for the first time in my life, which is, like, pounded out, breaded and fried veal. The one I had was, like, a nice brown gravy with onions and mushrooms. Oh, my God, it was delicious.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
But then, see, I was looking shit up while we were eating, and I was like, what the hell is this German restaurant doing in Huntsville, Alabama? And so I'm looking at the stuff about Huntsville.
Because of the Space Academy.
Mm-hmm. But do you know why?
Because a lot of scientists are German?
Because the fucking Nazi scientists came over after World War II, and that's where they were.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, like that. I mean, that's the thing. I think this place started in like the early 80s. But I was sitting there thinking, like, is the reason I'm enjoying this delicious ass German food because after World War II, they were like, we need to get these rocket guys over here and kind of forgive the fact that they wiped out so many Jews,
right?
And let them run NASA for a while.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah. Anyway, El Heidelberg. Old Heidelberg. It's a fantastic place. It's right next to Phil Sandoval's Mexican Restaurante.
That sounds good.
Which I think is the best Mexican restaurant name I've ever heard in my life. I want to know who Phil Sandoval is so bad.
So Alabama was a good trip.
Oh, yeah. Alabama was nice.
You didn't even need to continue on this journey. Right? It sounds like you had all your fun. Like, yeah, it was front-loaded.
So then we boogied up to Nashville. because there was some stuff. There was some originally there were some people that we wanted to see, but a couple of things fell through. So we got to the place we're staying. We throw our stuff down. We eased on out of there, and we went to a pub crawl. Like you paid to do like a guided pub crawl. And I should probably talk to you. I think I should probably talk to y'all more about this like off air, because this would be like a fantastic thing to do in Athens if anybody ever wanted to do it. You can make some good money and get paid to just drink and shoot the shit with people.
Right. Well, let's do it.
Anyway, so
it's done.
Yes. Make it happen. So yeah, we got lined up with this pub crawl. We went and did it. It was great. I won't bore you with all the details of that, but there was a lot of drinking involved. And for the first time in a long, long time, I started time traveling.
Yeah?
Yeah. Old Reverend started blinking out of existence for periods of time. Like, the end of the night got really fucking hazy. We ended up singing karaoke for several hours. Did Cocaine Blues by Johnny Cash.
Oh, dang. I thought you were going to say did cocaine.
That's what I thought was about to come up.
What?
We fucking did line after line after line.
We did Home by Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros as a duet. That was very nice.
Oh, nice.
And then late in the evening, after most of the people had cleared out, I decided it was a good idea to do Shoop by Salt and Pepper.
Oh, yeah?
There are so many words in that song. Like, there's so many words. I got the girls, what's my weakness, men part. That went over pretty well, but everything else, it just fell apart completely. And then I apparently paid my bill, and then we were outside for a second. There's a video of me talking.
Do you remember any of this, or this is what you've been told?
It's just fading out of existence.
Okay.
I remember like a piece of the ride home, because there was a moment when I was like, I can't puke in this Uber. There's no way.
Do they offer puke bags in Uber?
No, they charge the shit out of you if you puke.
Ah.
So yeah, I was trying to get that shit under control going back to the place where we were staying, and the wife, again, in a stroke of genius, orders a pizza to the place that we were staying. Turns out to be the most delicious fucking pizza I've ever eaten in my life. It's from this place called Bellagio in Nashville. And then I kind of faded out of existence at that point in time and woke up in bed with the distinct feeling that I had just been scolded for something. And I didn't know what was going on. I just kind of woke up like, was she just yelling at me? I was like, I'm sorry, what just happened? And apparently that was like the third time that I asked her what happened. And the third time that she explained it to me in detail, which was that she heard me get up out of bed. And it wasn't, I don't think it was even that I was confused or lost. I just started pissing in the middle of the floor.
Oh, shit.
Like a fucking piece of shit. And so she's yelling. She's like, what the fuck are you doing? Stop. You can't fucking piss on the floor. What the shit? And so she jumps up and like grabs a towel. And like apparently I put my dick away. And like went, I don't even know if I finished. I mean, it had to be so much piss.
This is great.
Don't remember a fucking second of it. But that was, and that was the thing. Like, I woke up feeling like I was scolding, and she was obviously just fucking furious. And I was confused, and I kept, like, trying to snuggle and ask her what had happened. And she just kept having to explain it to me.
What happened?
Wow, you're only, like, 5 days into this trip?
5 days into the trip, like 2 days into the actual road trip.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. And then in a weird stroke, I don't know if it was just this amazing pizza. I'm not sure how much I ate. I don't know. I don't remember drinking a bunch of water before going to bed. No hangover. Woke up just fantastic. Like, which is really unusual for me. Like, my body doesn't process alcohol very well. And I don't know.
No hangover, but you pissed
in the middle of the room. Up, yeah, fucking pissy floor. Yeah.
I wish we could have seen that.
Oh my god.
God.
God, I'm so jealous. I've never seen you that drunk.
No.
Well, we'll try to get you there again someday soon. No. It's okay. It's... You can pee in my floor. It'll be worth it.
Just all over the carpet. Oh, my God.
It'd be a good reason to get rid of it.
So we hung out in Nashville for another day and night. Got up, went to Louisville, Kentucky, went to Churchill Downs, and watched some horse races, lost some money on those. That was fun. Yeah? Yeah, yeah. Had a good time
there. Not good at picking horses, huh?
No, I'm fucking terrible at it.
Yeah. It's tough.
What do you pick them by, their color or their... Jersey.
Funny you should ask that. So we were there, and so they had us in this room called the millionaire's room or something. Silly. Sorry. We're like a round table, and so it's me and the wife. It's an older couple from Kentucky, and then it's a couple from England, and one of them's mother. They were just traveling the U.S., and so we had some fantastic conversations. The old couple, we were like, so where are y'all traveling from? They're like, oh, we're from like 3/4 of a mile that way.
No,
But she was the only one at the table that won anything, and she won it by simply betting on the gray horses. Like, that was her technique. Like, she fucking killed it, man. She won like $50 on one race, betting on a gray horse. Fuck. I was like trying to be scientific. I think I was pretty drunk at that point in time, trying to figure out like
what's going on. Scientific? Like, you get to see their, I guess you get a magazine or something with all their like weights and their statistics and all that kind of stuff.
Well, they'll also have their times from other races.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll have all kinds of shit.
You get a program and like it's everything, like the weights, how they did, and even with previous races, like broken down, like how fast they got to the first post or whatever, and how they did in the backstretch and all this crazy shit on there, which was just indecipherable. I couldn't even try that. I was just going for like, funny name. Let's go for that. Ooh, he's got a pun. We'll see if he's going to win. But
that didn't work out so good.
No. ate some White Castle later for the first time in my life.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. I've only had frozen grocery store White Castle.
I was gonna say from the Manhattan bar.
Yeah, I've had
that's
from
right
there.
You can get them at I don't know when was, I think the last time whenever I visited my cousins in Ohio, which was when I was in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since I've had a White Castle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever have, except for, like I said, grocery store.
These White Castle seems to do, and this is going to sound disgusting, and this is also
it's just like a crystal, right?
Mother. They seem to do the gray goo better than crystal does. Like the weird, like cooking the onions and then steaming the buns over the onions, so you get like that weird moisture. It's kind of disgusting. If you weren't expecting it, it would probably make you puke, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. It kind of the way crystal used to
that
be.
That steamed fat.
Disgusting.
And it's not even fat.
Why is there fat in the bun or the onions?
They use lard, I'm sure. Right?
I'm sure. Yeah. Goodness gracious.
Okay, so we do now have an update on the fellows, Mrs. Florist.
What?
Just sent a picture our way of the two guys actually having been captured in Tennessee.
Oh,
look at that shit.
Oh, on the ground.
Oh, are they hogtied?
Yeah, they're just face down with the cuffs behind their back. Both without shirts on, I think.
It was still daylight.
As one should be. And they're just surrounded by like all these old cops just staring at them, just armed to the fucking teeth.
Yeah, like, give us a reason, motherfuckers.
There's some sweet jean shorts in that picture. There's one guy with some awesome cargos, I think. Very thick calf gentleman. Looks to be a lefty by the way his gun is holstered.
Shouldn't wear the cargos, man. It's a bad look.
I mean, they're functional, They're at work.
I guess.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You don't wear them out in public.
No, you don't.
But when you're working, sometimes you need a lot of pockets. Like right around your knees.
It just weighs you down.
Knee pockets. Everybody needs knee pockets.
$1 million idea. Fucking why is no knee pockets? Fuck.
So we're in Louisville. We're at the place watching the races. It's pretty neat setup. And they've got this big ass room that you get into, and they've got tables, and there's a buffet over in the one corner of it. And the races are like 30 minutes apart, and you like do your research on the horse, you place your bets, you hang out, you eat some delicious food. And then you go watch the races.
Right. How many different races did they have?
I think there was 8.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Some, there were different lengths. I think the actual track at Churchill Downs is a mile. And then so they got that, and there's a long straightaway that kind of shoots off the backside. Sometimes they'll run horses from like the start of that for like a mile and a mile and a quarter race. I think mile and a quarter. And then there's a turf track on the inside. There's grass, and then you can run a little shorter race too. So pretty neat though. Enjoy that.
Did some turf races and then some real size races.
A little bit of both.
And then what's a real size race?
A dirt track race?
A mile? Is that one?
Yeah. Well, some of them were a mile. Some of them were a little short. I think the longer one was like a mile and a furlong.
Which one is the Kentucky Derby?
I think it's just one time around the track. I think it's a mile.
Wow. Right.
And it was also really cool because the place we were at was right over the finish line, which was awesome. But like, just when the horses come by, like that thundering, like you just wouldn't think. I mean, because most of the races were like 6, 7, maybe 8 horses. It's so fucking loud.
Yeah.
These big thoroughbreds just pounding the ground as they come by you. I mean, we were way up. We're like several stories up.
Right.
Yeah, had a good time. And that's the cool. The folks at the table, in a weird kind of reversal, the couple from Kentucky turned out to, against what we thought was going to be the case, turned out to really fucking hate Donald Trump. And the folks from Europe who were sitting across to us turned out to be ultra conservative.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we talked some British politics for a while.
They were all about Brexit and everything?
We never really got into Brexit that much, but we talked about like Theresa May calling that that quick election and
right.
How that just completely backfired and like cost her party the
majority. Yeah. Right.
So anyway, we ended up driving through Indiana, which I don't recommend to anybody. Indiana is a fucking shithole state. There's nothing in it. The highways are shit. Yeah. Nobody can drive worth a damn. The lines are not painted well. Like, there's just construction. Indianapolis is a shithole, too. Like, it's just a terrible. Don't ever. Fuck Indiana. Just get out of there.
Fly.
Like, drive to Tennessee or Kentucky and then fly over Indiana to wherever you need to be.
Just bypass it.
Yeah.
I have similar feelings on Iowa.
Oh.
Really? Actually, I should say Missouri. I really meant Missouri the whole time I said Iowa.
I'm sorry, Iowa. Fuck that up. Got you confused with Missouri.
Damn it, Iowa.
So easy to do.
I apologize.
I was completely hating I states there for a second. You had a nice theme going.
No, I think that's why I said it. I don't know. But I really meant Missouri. That's the only one I've driven all the way across. Or I should say I rode in the car.
You just don't like it?
It was a shithole. It was like, I don't know what.
Whole state, shit. Well, all the way through it.
Basically, just the one interstate we were on, because that's what it was. We went from St. Louis all the way across to Kansas City on the other side. It was like you hit a speed bump every 20 feet. So much so that the like pull behind camper that we brought with us on this road trip during that session started to come apart at the seams.
Oh, geez.
Are you blaming the roads in Missouri?
Partly. And the other part of it is the fact it was an old ass camper. But it was too old for this, for the roads in Missouri, that's for sure. So we had to stop at Home Depot, and my dad bought like sheet metal and like sheet metal screws and everything, and he like made patches like, and he like, well first
this is why you hate Missouri.
First we stopped partly, yes.
Have you ever been back to Missouri since?
I have not.
So you don't, I mean, come on. It's a small sample size of Missouri.
Well, you don't understand. We had to stop at first, and my dad like had to wrap the whole thing around several times with duct tape.
But what's this got to do with Missouri? This could have happened anywhere.
No, it's Missouri's shitty ass roads.
So you're blaming the roads in Missouri?
Yeah, for sure.
Even though it was an old camper.
Well, I'll tell you this.
I love how he's still bitter about this. He's holding on to this story. How long ago was this?
I mean, 20.
And it wasn't even your camper, was it? 20, it was your dad's camper.
25 years ago? No, it wasn't my camper.
See,
but it was
so why are you saying
it was the camper that I was, residing in for the next 2.5 weeks.
Okay.
And this was early in the trip. We were on our way out there.
and
early in the trip. Where were you going?
We went out to Yellowstone, oh, okay. which is the farthest west that we made it. Wyoming.
So you just hate Missouri. You're not going to go to Missouri because of this camper that got destroyed by the roads.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I'm just saying. You haven't been back since.
No, it's been a while.
Well, they could have fixed the roads.
It's very possible.
I bet Missouri is a wonderful state, and I bet it has a great history.
Well, part of my beef with Indiana was the interstates, like I think from like Louisville to Indy, and then on the other side of Indianapolis, like they were working on the interstate, and so they had it down to like two tiny lanes and a concrete wall divider, and then two other lanes. And it's this weird combination of shitty rules where they were like, the trucks need to be in the left-hand lane of this tiny-ass little interstate. And also, for some reason, the Indiana law, like the interstate, the speeds are 70, but trucks have to do 65 if they're over a certain weight limit. So you're making gigantic trucks drive slower than everybody in the left lane. And so it just snarls everything. That's fucking horrific.
They're idiots.
Yeah, yeah. Goddamn. Yeah, fuck Indiana. That's stupid.
So anyway, we finally made it to Chicago. Chicago is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I'd never been there before. We did some day drinking. We went to, I think it's Grant Park. Yeah, a lot of drinking on this trip. We saw that big bean sculpture.
Right.
The big silver bean. Which is weird, because the point that you don't ever see is if you go inside it, there's like it goes up and there's a... I don't even know how they did it exactly. It's just like a scooped out point inside. But if you go up and look up, there's just multiple reflections of everybody all over the place. It's really trippy.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Wasn't there supposed to be a thing where that guy was going to paint it with the blackest black ever created by man?
No. I never heard this.
Maybe it was fake news on Facebook.
Possibly.
Fake news.
But we went and saw a Second City show, which was really, really funny. It was like a good mixture of like, there was like long form sketches that were hilarious, but then there were also like just little short, like almost like just quick, not really one liners, like usually like two liners that were just funny as hell. And then they did some improv stuff too, so it was sweet.
That's fun.
Mm hmm. And came back, got an Uber, we're heading back to the house, and the guy stopped.
You had to pee.
Had to piss, yeah. No, the guy stopped at an intersection, traffic wasn't going, we heard some honking, and it's like, what the hell is going on? And looked up, and I could kind of see the movement of people, like you could see them at the intersection going across, and I was like, oh my God, we're about to walk into a fucking riot. Like, that's what I thought. Like, just
what? I mean, in Chicago, that's what happens.
Well, it was just masses of people. And so we're like, dude, you're not going to be able to get through this. Just pull a U-turn. We're going to get out and walk the next couple of blocks to where we're going.
Yeah, we're
going
to walk in this riot.
But that was the thing. I mean, we could hear people we're like cool. We could hear people like hooting and hollering, but it wasn't. We knew it. At that point in time, I knew it wasn't a riot.
Okay.
And they were
it was the fucking naked bike ride.
That is awesome.
We just wandered into just a sea of nude people on bikes. Like, just randomly. They're chanting, less gas, more ass.
That's people, great. Like,
people all around them were absolutely fucking furious. People were just cussing them for stopping traffic.
Oh.
Just mad as shit. The girls that were with us... We're really under-impressed with the penises. We were like, really? Nothing to speak of the entire time. I was like, I beg to differ. I saw a couple of healthy fucking wangs hanging down on the crossbar of the bikes.
Be careful not to get caught up in the chain.
So we were joking about the little Donnie penis tray from UCB. The kid with a gigantic cock. But no, we wandered in the middle of this and just like, oh, there's fucking naked people everywhere. We needed to cross the street, so we ended up just kind of weaving through all these nations. Penises. Just I was scared to death one was gonna touch me. Looked up and there's like a dude on
if
a giant,
touches you,
like,
you're gay.
Two-story bike. Like he weaves by like yelling at us, like being funny and shit, but Oh my god!
You know he touched a few.
Mm-mm, did not.
You know
didn't
he touch a penis. He grazed one or two.
He smelled a few though.
Yeah, he definitely smelled one.
Well, that was kind of a fucked up thing about it is that Chicago, they have these racks where they have these rental bikes, and you can go and you put your slide your card, and it'll unlock a bike for you. You can just use a bike for the day and then park it wherever at the end of the day. And they've got your credit card information, so if you don't put it back or you steal it or whatever, they charge you for it. And we saw a bunch of nude people like riding these rental bikes. I was like, I will never ever rent a bike in Chicago. There's been just raw fucking genitals just rubbed all over it. It was like a 14-mile bike ride too, like a slow 14 miles.
What do you expect if you're gonna have a bike like that? I mean, of course it's gonna be used like that.
Yeah. Someone probably like loosen the
that
seat up.
That might be the cleanest thing that happens
point
on
it,
that.
Point it straight up and just sit down slowly on it.
Also, I was kind of operating under the
only
assumption
14 miles.
That people that ride bikes a lot are much more in shape than most of these people were. Like there were some hefty folks cruising through there. Like I was looking for
good
more
for
like
them.
Lean, sexy, big, thick-dicked kind of people. And there was just a lot of like overweight dudes with little fucking thumb nubs.
Well, I mean, there's a breeze. It's cold. There's a breeze. Yeah. You're riding on a bike.
You're exercising. You're not, you know, your genitals draw up. You know,
you've been over too. So, like,
and it's a bike seat. I mean, that's tough.
Like, you don't very, have that much of a very system. Rarely is my wing hanging down low when I'm riding a bike. Sometimes, you know, like.
Sometimes, yo, it's like hanging low. You know what I mean? It's just sometimes when I ride my bike, it's just my wang be doing its thing, you know?
I mean, you know, sometimes
just
it's like climbing the rope in gym class.
Wait, what?
Oh my God. Get a drink to that. So I did end up rode the elevator to the top of the used to be the Sears Tower, it's now the Willis Tower, which now they have you're 103 floors up.
What you talking about, Willis?
They've got these glass boxes that stick off the side of the building, and you can like walk out and just look directly down 103 floors.
Ooh. Oh, it's a glass floor to. What?
Yeah. So you have to take your shoes off?
No, you don't have to. So yeah, that's okay. That's me stepping out onto
shit.
The glass box.
Oh wow! Oh, so you're just standing out over
103 floors straight down.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's gives me anxiety just watching a fucking cell phone footage of it.
Yeah, well, that's insane.
Well, it's a weird thing too, where. It's always bothered me to be, not necessarily just to be on a high place, because that's kind of like gut-wrenching, but if I'm on a high place and then I look up higher, like at the sky, everything just, like, my guts just go. It's weird.
Like, I don't mind heights, but...
So see those boxes way up there at the top?
Yeah.
That's them.
That's really high up there.
Yeah. TJ.
Yeah, it is.
The little boxes sticking out. Oh, it's fucking crazy.
How did that feel, though? I mean, as far as...
Oh, it's just terrifying. Like, on some level, you know you're safe, but it's still, like, your body freaks out.
I can't believe that you could wear your regular old tennis shoes. What if you had a rock in the bottom of it?
You're just scratching it.
Yeah, it was a diamond. What if you had a diamond?
I think they're really thin.
Diamond shoes? Diamond tap shoes?
What if you had diamonds on the soles of your shoes? Like, that fucking...
You could just do a ballerina pirouette and just diamond drill sounds. Through?
I mean, people say she's crazy, but she's got diamonds in the soles of her shoes.
That would be crazy.
She was physically forgotten. Then she showed up something with my car keys.
They do. You can buy like trinkets down at the bottom because they replace the glass at the top of the box periodically. I don't know if it just gets weathered or what the deal is, but you can buy little trinkets that are made out of the actual glass.
How thick is that?
Several inches, I think.
Several inches?
No. Yeah. I'd say like half an inch.
No. Why did you sound like...
Half an inch.
Why did you sound like
we want motherfuckers to fall
from Thunderdome? You're like, no, he's only a child.
No. Because I feel that strongly about it. That's why.
What, he's trying to beg people not to shoot Blaster? He's only a child.
Please don't. Do you remember that video game on the old school NES called Blaster Master?
Yes.
I think so.
Where it was like, you know, the car that you drove around and shot. Oh,
and they dropped the laser down and it like gripped the top of your car and you... That's Road Blasters. Never mind. That's an arcade game.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, Blaster Master. That was a cool one.
Oh, yeah.
Dang. I want to play Blaster Master.
Hell yeah.
We should end this podcast and play Blaster Master.
What? I haven't even shown you the fucking human dookie that I saw in the streets of Chicago.
Wait, what? What?
With this, all of its beauty. This,
you consider it a shit story glory?
No, this is just I saw what I thought was a piece of homeless dookie on the ground. I took a picture of it.
What?
Because that's what I was saying. Chicago, like... In all its glory, in all of its glory, and in this beautiful architecture, it's also probably one of the filthiest cities I've ever been in, as far as just trash being in the streets.
That's like fucking.
I saw
Dookie jelly or whatever.
whiskey jelly. That is. That was totally.
I saw fingernails on the street.
It was like the cranberry sauce from a can.
I lay down a little slug of whiskey jelly.
Little cranberry sauce.
But, yeah, there were tumbleweaves all over the place. I didn't have an Al's Italian beef. That was pretty tasty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, just
sounds like you ate good.
Oh yeah. In my time wandering around Chicago, in my time wandering around, that was kind of surprised me was how often I would just wander into like some place from a movie that I remembered. Like I'm just walking around. It's like, oh, I've seen numerous chase scenes under these like elevated train tracks. I went by because the Sears Tower wasn't open yet. I had like 30 minutes to kill and just walked around the corner. I was like, oh, Union Station. That looks like a neat big-ass building. So I walked in there. It's the fucking steps from The Untouchables. And I was just like, holy shitballs. Oh, which, yeah. In that movie, they look like they're a mile long. They're surprisingly a lot shorter than you would think they'd be.
Hmm. Did you get a video of you, like, walking down them? Like, trying to look badass?
Did you recreate the scene?
No, not at all.
No?
Just didn't you get a stroller?
Trying to secure a baby carriage?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a real fun trip.
Yeah. We came back through Indiana, and it sucked shit the second time through as well.
Is there no way to do it without going to Indiana?
Not really. We thought about going through St. Louis, but now that I hear Missouri is a shithole,
too. Well, the roads there aren't much better, apparently. Hey, They'll rip your camper apart.
Better the devil you know than the devil you don't know.
I did hear as we were coming through Indiana, there's one cool spot. There's one cool spot, which is this, as you're coming through about two thirds of the way down, there's a huge, like, I don't know if it's a wind farm or if individual people have put up, giant, wind turbines on their property, but that's pretty cool to see. Just as far as you can see, there's just these giant ass wind turbines.
Oh, that's cool.
That's all it's got. Heard the single worst commercial on radio I've ever heard in my life. Like, just so fucking lame.
Is there any way that you're going to be able to recreate it?
No, I mean, that was the thing. It was like the dude came on. The guy came on, and he's like, warning, this music causes smiles. And if your smile lasts longer than 4 hours, don't sweat it. It was like, it's edgy because they're talking about boner pills.
Yeah.
But it's not edgy.
It's Viagra for your mouth.
Yes.
This music can make you suck dick that will be hard for 4 hours.
Music for your mouth.
I like it. Yeah, so it's the worst, you said, or the best commercial?
But no, came back down. We stayed over an evening in Chattanooga. Chattanooga's a fucking cool town. We had a delicious biscuit the next day.
Did you go to the aquarium?
No, we didn't. We didn't have time to go to the aquarium. We had to get back and get the dog away from the grandparents.
Right.
Who, in a weird turn... head. Okay, so the dog's got some incontinence issues. She's got like a slow. She's got like a slow dribble.
All right.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh.
And she takes pills for it, which, as it turns out, we were doing some research on the pills. The pills are Dexatrim, like what they used to, like the diet pills from the 80s. They just remarketed it as like TT dryer upper for dogs.
Right.
So
does it help?
Yeah, it helps, but I don't think something's going on where it's like stopped being quite as effective.
Right.
So my wife's mom's solution was to put
very
small pair of panties on the dog. So like she spent her time there wearing like a small little girl's panties. And she's got the little nub tail, so it looks like there's just a permanent boner sticking out of the back.
You can see the little... That is adorable.
Does he have like a maxi pad down there or anything?
No, it was just the panties would soak it up. But the dog would like...
Is it like just a little drip or...
Just a drip.
Okay.
But the dog would rear up, and so she's wearing these like hip hugger panties looking like... It kind of reminded me of Greg Louganis, the diver. But with a little boner in the back. It was weird.
Instead of the boner in the front.
Just in the back.
It's like Greg Louganis is looking over his shoulder.
Let me see if she's got the panties on. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, this is weird. It's a video, but like she's lounging. It's
exactly
so you can...
like that.
So yeah, this is weird because you can see her lounging and see the full crotch, which is just weird looking. It's just strange to see your dog wearing a small pair of girls' panties.
Oh man, it's so fun trying to describe a video. But it is pretty funny.
Yeah, it's just a dog in panties.
Can you put any of these on the website, please do.
I'm thinking we might can.
I mean, if you can get the naked bike ride one on there, that would be, it'd be the way to go. We are explicit.
Oh yeah, we're definitely explicit. We did travel on Interstate 69 in Kentucky.
Did you?
Yep.
After betting on some horses.
Oh, yeah.
Have a few drinks, get back, get on Highway 69.
No, we literally rode on Interstate 69.
I'm sure you did.
I hope you got a shower first.
Oh, my God. Took a ride on the Hershey Highway.
Was that? Is she telling you this post because you don't remember it? You remember? Went down Highway 69 last night.
Do you remember that?
You don't remember going down Highway 69 with me?
It was a long, windy road.
Yeah. With numerous twists and turns.
It was dark. It was real dark.
A lot of stops and starts.
This is a little bit of crying.
Oh shit.
We made it through.
So we're back home safe. The garden didn't die.
Well, I gotta say, we didn't have the heart to gather without you.
No, you guys should have.
Well, no. Brett put me to work.
Yeah.
Came over to paint his fucking house.
Nice.
Yeah, I figured, you know, it was more like a Danielson. I've been trying to train him. Trying to, you know, get him up to our level. You know what I'm saying, Repflow. He's almost there. He's getting there.
I don't know.
He's painting houses?
I think I have it.
Yeah. Well, painting houses is just a metaphor.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, so yeah. We have a few more things to do and then you'll.
Yeah, I'm not very good. You'll get it. I'm not very good at painting.
Yeah, he's not. But it's okay.
I told you.
No. It's nothing that can't be fixed.
With more paint.
I've got everything I need. So, thank you.
You're welcome. That was sweet.
And thank you.
Very welcome.
Oh. It's getting weird. We're going to go down Highway 69. We're going to take it out on Interstate 69.
Ooh, wait. Is this what I landed on? This is very epic. You guys know where you can find all the information you want about the Reverend Florist and Pig Roast, myself, Dick Loverboy, right there on ArmageddonAfterParty.com. That's where, probably where you're streaming this. If you're not doing it off of iTunes or Stitcher, you can always find us there. You can look for me on Instagram at dick.loverboy. We got DJ Higgins over there. And what's our Armageddon after party?
After party pod.
After party pod on Instagram. Check it out. Thank you for listening. From the bunker here in beautiful Athens, Georgia, I'm Dick Loverboy saying goodbye for the Reverend Florist and Pig Roast. Hey, say goodbye, boys.
Sizzler.